It is a refreshing thing to just allow yourself to open up and overflow. How many of us know that? You know, we need more overflow nights like this. Sometimes we can have it so good and not even realize what's going on around us. But if you just offer yourself, you'd be amazed at the experience and the encounter that you would have with God. I said it, an experience and an encounter. In other words, it won't be one that you forget a week from now and wonder what the preacher preached last week or maybe what they taught in Sunday school, but it will be something that you remember and not forget. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to open up in the first chapter of St. Luke, and it opens up beginning to discuss how the angel was speaking to Mary. And he had discussed with Mary what was to come and said that you would bear the Son of God as given by the Holy Ghost. And hallelujah, he began to speak even more and had her to go send a word to Elizabeth. And that's where we're going to begin. I would ask for us tonight just for a moment to stand up and read this word together. We're going to read in the first chapter in the 46th verse. Hallelujah. And it says, "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things." Oh, we could just preach on that, but we're going to go on. "He that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He that showed strength with his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent them empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." Now, I just got to give God some glory and praise. Hallelujah. I never in my entire life have felt such a burning desire from the Word of God. And hallelujah, more than that, I've never felt such a fear flee from me. Just beginning to open up and let God speak, you'd be amazed at how easy it can begin. You'd be amazed at how your job would become easier. You'd be amazed at how dealing with problems would become easier. You'd be amazed at how your relationship would begin to build as you seek God and have him first above your loved one. Hallelujah, it would amaze you. Tonight, I just want to share a thought on Mary's song. I just found it so amazing that after hearing such a word, that she rejoiced with Elizabeth after giving her word that even though she was barren, that she was going to have John. And hallelujah, there was so much power of God in that place that the baby literally leaped inside the womb of Elizabeth. And hallelujah, I don't know if you've ever had a leap in the womb experience, but you'll find yourself in a place where it's so dark, but still able to feel God abundantly. And a word will come out of nowhere, and it'll quicken you, and you'll just be able to leap and rejoice for the goodness of God. But I thank God tonight. This is the thought tonight. I thank him for Mary's song. I thank God that there was a willing vessel that he chose to use to bring the Son of God as incarnate. He could have come as an angel, but it wouldn't have meant the same thing. He could have came and we would have just counted it as the same blessings that God had given all throughout of time. But this time it had to be different. The amount of sin had grown so great and the state of Israel was in such disarray that it had to be something that nobody was expecting, and it had to be brought in such a way that when Christ began to be in the world, that we would be able to bear of his works, that we'd be able to reap from somebody that knows what we're going through. Christ was born from the Holy Ghost, from a Virgin Mary, and was brought into the world. Hallelujah. And I just have to praise God tonight. And I praise him for the mission of Christ and what he came to do. He not only came to destroy the works of the devil, but would have the angels to rejoice and worship him. He came and would save those that are lost. He would come and heal those that are sick. His mission was far more greater than just being born in a manger. And I'll tell you that tonight, hallelujah, we look in nativity scenes things, but it just does not paint the picture of what Mary's song meant at the time. Hallelujah, she didn't know where she was going to go to have this child, but hallelujah, she knew that deep down inside that she had something special and she had a reason to rejoice. Can anybody in this place at 13th Street Church of God have a reason deep down inside to rejoice for the Jesus that is inside of you? One day after we have born into this world and born to Christ, we will come forth by the Spirit of God and be a new and changed creature. I want you to know that the new birth that you have today is to bring you out of sin. Hallelujah. That new spirit that lives in you will be the very thing that carries you on. It'll pick you up each day. It was supernatural. It wasn't something man could do. If Joseph could do it, we would have credited it to man, but it had to be birthed by the Spirit of God. You will go to heaven, not by your works, not by what you've done, not by how good you've been, by the Spirit that is living. Somebody say with me tonight, living. The Spirit that is living deep down inside of you. I can't imagine that they had a great income, but yet Mary, with her calling, knowing what she was to do, still had a song to sing. And some of us, though we're cold, we're miserable from the cares of life. But I want you to know, it's not in what you'll find outside here that'll ever bring a song out of you. It's not what people will tell you that will bring a song out of you, but it's what comes from within, the very depths of the Spirit that was birthed through Christ. It is the very thing that will carry you through this new year. It'll be the very thing that'll help you when you're not able to get to church. You can testify to know that God is a healer for our loved ones. Hallelujah. You can testify and sing that though you don't see it yet, that He is a carer of our needs. I'm just all fired up tonight. When you get into worship like that, you can't help the goodness of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior, for He hath regarded the low estate. I'm preaching to some people in here tonight that feel like they're in low estate. God saw you from the first minute you came in the door. The same Christ that was birthed through Mary, as given by the Holy Ghost, as you receive Jesus Christ, I want you to know that that's the same Spirit that flows like a river. It's the very same Spirit that will overcome the works of the devil. I don't want anybody in here to think that they're under power and subjection of the enemy. I want you to know that that which lives inside of you is greater. I see individuals in this place tonight that are from a year back have grown so much, and I know that we're going on, but it's in the Spirit of God that's deep down in your heart. God's Spirit is still right there and nigh to you, and you can have a leaping out of the womb experience just to know that God is God. I often wonder why that it wouldn't have been enough just to know that Mary was carrying Jesus, but that why God brought John forth into a woman who was barren. Please bear in mind that Zechariah had been in prayer for this barrenness time and time and time again, been in a place where he felt like that all he had given is his faith and received nothing. How many of us have been in a place where we feel barren and without? And how many of us know that that significance of that birth and leaping in the womb was a sign of confirmation? It wasn't happening at the time when Christ was born, but there was a day that came after Christ had grown up enough to be ready for the ministry, that John was out in a river. Oh, he was out in a river, and he served to Christ as the confirmation of him as the Messiah. Mary was the first to know, but John declared it to a people that listened to him, that respected him, that gave him high regard. It would have been one thing for Christ to come himself and say, I am the Messiah, but he was confirmed in the beginning of his ministry by John. And I want you to know that if that's all that John was called forth to do, hallelujah, that would have been enough. If God has called you to do something, he's wanting you to be the confirmation of Jesus Christ that lives in you.
It may be a praise, Brother Brent. You may run the aisles and you may run 10 laps around this place, but somebody needs confirmation.
John served as confirmation, and through barrenness, birthed confirmation. Somebody get a hold of this with me tonight. Through barrenness, brought forth confirmation. My God, my God. Some of us, hallelujah, are going through the pits of barrenness. But if you just know who it is that has been birthed in your spirit, there will come a moment in time where you will not suffer any longer. There'll be a season of time where your worship will bring you out and help you to overcome. I'm going to speak to some of us tonight very plainly. If we do not learn to worship freely in the presence of God, you're already missing the very confirmation of your faith. You're just declaring things to be and not rejoicing in the things to come. I want you to know tonight that it's through your worship that you get rid of every shackle and chain. The word of God will lead you, but if you never worship, you're so bound you can't even take the first step. You've got to learn to worship and be humble before God.
Mary could have went and was been boastful about what had been done, or Joseph could have went and caused a really big problem with what was to come. But anything done in the perfect will of God cannot be touched. Word of God says, though we may suffer a little while, weeping may endure for the night, but confirmation is coming, but joy is coming. But hallelujah, the almighty presence of God will overwhelm you as a flood.
Could have been just speaking Christ into life as man was spoken, but he wanted Jesus to be carried forth to term, and it took time and development in the heart of one that was human. And though we are human, some things just take time, but in God's perfect time, however, you cannot predict when a birth will take place. They'll give you a date 9 months from now. Some people do it 6 weeks before. Some people 2 weeks after. Sometimes the weight's 1 pound or 10 pounds. But I want you to know that when it's in God's plan for your life, that when it comes, that it will fulfill your every want, need, and desire, that there it will be confirmation to you.
There's some things I have before God in prayer I don't see yet. And oft times, I must confess, my frustration would lead me to let down a little, and it would cause me to just say, you go ahead and preach. I've done all I can. Go ahead, pray. I've prayed all the prayers I can. And I cannot imagine the joy that was felt to know that once you were without the ability to produce, and that through the spoken word of God, it changed something that no man could ever change. Have you ever been around a miracle where someone was barren and not able to bring child, and God opened up their womb? To me, out of all miracles, it's amazing to see cancer be moved, and it's amazing to see disease be moved, and it's amazing to see people that have been shot be healed. But to me, one of the most amazing miracles is when somebody that went their entire life without the ability to carry all of a sudden is opened up to be able to bring forth life. Life is the most precious gift that was ever given to man. It was first given to us in the beginning of time when the world was without form. The second time that it was given to us is through the form of the spoken word that Jesus would become the Son of God. And I'm telling you tonight, I rejoice to know in how much that he has confirmed in my life. Doors, sometimes I've prayed and I prayed. I hear a song in my spirit. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed all night long. I prayed and I prayed until I found the Lord. Well, I searched and I searched. I searched all night long. I searched and I searched until I found the Lord. Hallelujah. We may go through seasons of seeking, and we may go through times where worship feels vain, and we may come to the altar and get up and feel unsuccessful. But I encourage you tonight, as you near the shore of another year, to put your hand to the plow and not look back, and look to the hand of God and trust Him for your needs. Trust Him for your wants. Let Him be your comfort and your strength, and do not faint or grow weary, but continue on in the call of God, for one day confirmation will come for you. You will know when Jesus Christ comes and He shines forth and He destroys the works of the devil, and He puts to flight every enemy that would every enemy will all of a sudden be at peace with you. And all of a sudden, that womb will open up, and those that were dead and barren will have life and be moved by God's Spirit. For the believer, Christ had come so that you would have life, and it life, and it more abundantly. Don't just get caught up on life. Keep striving for and it to be more abundantly. I've been to some churches this year that are in great peril and disarray. And you go and preach the Word of God, and when you walk away, you know in your spirit that they not only didn't get a hold of it, but they're in a great amount of trouble. And we have wonderful talents and gifts and callings in this place, but I want you to know that God did not confine you here just to share your gift and talent here. There are so many people, so many places that I just couldn't reach to if I tried to go all of them every day of my life. But I want you to know that you will have your moments in time where you'll stand as John did and say, "Now behold the Lamb." There's churches that's looking for you to come. They will not ask you. They're looking for you to come and help them. They may not ever receive a word you say, but somebody will have the power of decision as the Word of God brings forth clarity. Some of us may not be here a year from now, and God may finally open the door you've been looking for a long time. Just don't be fearful when it begins to happen. Don't be fearful when you feel the womb opening up. It is appointed of God that you're able to minister. And it is appointed of God for you to stand and testify. It is appointed that you have the ability to use the gifts of the Spirit. Signs and wonders will never follow anyone unless they use the gifts. People that appreciate what we do here, and they compliment us and they tell us wonderful things, I want you to know that they are drawn by the signs and wonders that live in your life. Your children, your cousins, your uncles, your aunts, your friends, your co-workers are not drawn by just the fact that you say, "I go to church." They're drawn by the gifts. There's so many people in here with the gift of helps. If you could have saw how wonderful it was to see these baskets go together, it would have blessed your heart. There's some of us that just have the gift of wisdom, that in spite of people rejecting everything we say, that we're going to say it anyway because that's where we get our blessing. Praise God for wisdom. There's been some times I wasn't ready for the wisdom that God gave me, but I'm glad He did. We cannot display a form of godliness simply by religion, or what we wear, how we act, what we say and don't say, but it is by the gifts of the Spirit that bring life to people. It was a spiritual miracle that brought forth healing to a barren womb. It wasn't just by speaking the word alone, but it was by the Spirit that was deep down in their heart. I close with this thought tonight. Praise the Lord for your song. Well, brother, I don't sing in the choir. That's not what we're talking about. It's the song that kicks in when we're broken, when we're barren.
I don't mean to embarrass anybody, but I just want to identify tonight in the presence of the devil that we all have a song and we all have a praise and we all have the ability to overcome by the gifts that we already have. Hallelujah.
The tricks and schemes and plots of the devil, you'll go from wondering where it's coming to already seeing it before it ever gets to you. You'll begin to divide right from wrong. It has nothing to do with following the Ten Commandments, but the Holy Ghost will quicken you in situations as such as needed, so you're able to decide, is this right? Should I do this? Am I able? Lord, should I? And it'll quicken you and give you the strength that when you make that decision, that the signs of your decision will follow you. And people may just see that you have a little integrity. Do not settle for what people will believe, but settle in your heart to know that God is God. And if you can't go and do what they do, that the signs will follow you, that you have a standard. I just can't wait to see people get blessed. Has nothing to do with how shiny the bow is. That's changed and renewed. Had nothing to do with a pretty bow. It wasn't pretty the way God did it. But nonetheless, God did it. And he changed him. And he made him new. And we better rejoice with the delivering of the saints. For it is a good thing. It's better that you would rejoice for the one than to stay behind with a 99. We better not hang out with the 99 too long, or we'll lose our song, and we'll be numb to what's out there. But I love you, and I just feel such a presence of God for you, and I just want you to know that when you're walking through your life, listen for your song. And you know what you're listening for? The encouragement of the Holy Ghost. You know, when you begin to hear it, when you offer up your faith, Jesus spoke to the fig tree, told it to never bear again. The disciples were amazed at this mystery and wondered why he spoke that. And Jesus said it pretty much like this: you can ask whatever you will in my name and it be done. If you doubt not in your heart, you won't hear your song if you're doubting. You definitely won't enjoy worship if you're doubting God. The key to this, everyone in here, hear this. The key to this is by your faith. Faith in a hard time. Faith in a tough time. Faith in a barren time. But I'm looking forward to hearing your song.